Blog Talk Radio.
Views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media or its affiliates. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wiki Curiosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wiki Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Movie of the Week. I'm Dan.
What's up, Dan? I'm Zach.
And Miss Angel will be joining us in the studio here in a little bit, but you can join us as well. All you got to do is call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735 brings you directly into the studio with us. You can also find us on Facebook, obviously. Behind the Screen Radio Show, and Wiki Curiosity Media. You can find all of our archived shows on blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia, also on iTunes at Wiki Curiosity Media. We have a YouTube channel that's kind of missing some stuff at Wiki Curiosity Media. We have a website that is in dire need of being updated, but you can find the link on our page if you want to go see what we used to be. You can find us on TikTok at @wicked_angel, where we do a segment every Friday called Fireball Friday. It's interesting. Go check it out. We mix different shit with Fireball and see what it tastes like.
It's pretty fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, it's alcohol. It's fun. What else? What am I missing? YouTube. I got Facebook, Twitter. Not Twitter. We don't have Twitter.
Nobody has Twitter.
No, nobody has Twitter. Nobody cares about Twitter. I will be putting up I will be making a new Instagram page because the other one's just kind of
outdated.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll be making a new Instagram page. TikTok. We are on TikTok. Yep, I got that. Website got that. Archive shows got that.
Facebook,
I got that. Yeah. Yeah.
About all I know.
Yeah. I think that's about all the social media platforms. So, yep. I will be remaking a Instagram page. I don't follow Instagram a lot.
Hardly on there.
So, and we don't have a Snapchat. So, I mean, I don't know what we would put on Snapchat.
Not a lot.
No, not for us.
Not like a minute, I think.
Yeah. So, but yeah, go check out all of our other social media. So our website will be updated hopefully by the end of this year. I'm currently working on that, working on getting a new platform that we can use.
Yeah.
Because the one that we have right now, it's a good website. It's a good platform. It's just labor intensive. So if you need that website, it's www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. It's kind of long, which is a pain in the ass. You know, I just want Wiki Curiosity Media.
That's it.
Our own domain name, our own website. We'll get there. We're working on it. We're also working on changing over platforms. I know I've been saying that ever since you've been a host.
Yeah, but I think it's really turned up a notch since lately.
It has. I'm like right there. I'm very, very close. We are going to be transitioning from a live radio format to a video recorded podcast format.
Yeah.
I'm still working on going live on Twitch. I'm continuing to go live on Twitch. So, you know, we'll try that out. But I think a video format podcast style would suit us better. suit our schedule better.
Yeah, yeah.
That way we're not held down to one specific time where we do things, you know.
But, you know, with you being the upcoming GM, that stuff can change.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. I have applied for a promotion at work. We'll see how that goes.
You can make the schedule however you want.
This is true. Piss off a lot of people, make a lot of people happy. Yeah. Personally, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We were not here last week.
No, we all had stuff going on Sunday.
Yeah. I had a wedding to go to with Miss Angel for a friend of ours at work.
Yeah.
Someone decided not to go to the wedding.
Sadly, I could not have made it. No, I went to a Shinedown concert instead.
Which is completely understandable. Number one, you had the tickets months in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, it's a fucking concert.
It's Shinedown.
Yeah, I mean, it's Shinedown. It's a concert. I would not want to go to a concert.
It was the end of Planet Zero Tour.
Yeah.
It was the end.
Yeah.
You had to go.
So.
It was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
I saw some of the pictures and the videos and stuff that you...
I've got like 100 of them on. I didn't go through them.
Yeah.
There's a lot. A lot.
Yeah. But yeah, the wedding was nice. It was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a lot of people from work go. It was me, one other guy from the shop.
Yeah.
And then the camp.
Yeah.
So, which is disappointing. I expected a lot bigger turnout.
I did tell her, you know, like, you happened to change the date on my concert, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I was originally going to go back in July, but you changed it on me.
Yeah. But it was actually a very big deal for her, mainly because of...
It's a milestone.
Yeah, the path that she's had. You know, I mean, she's come a long way from where she used to be.
It's only been like 3 years, too.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. She changed her life around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put her business out. I know we're not saying her name, but I'm still not going to put her business out.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
But she's come a long way, and I'm extremely proud of her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, she's grown a lot within the company. She's grown a lot as a person. And she deserves all the happiness that she's getting.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, and, you know, that was a great day for her and for her husband. And, you know, I got a little choked up, not going to lie, when I saw her coming down the aisle. You know, it was a walkway because they were outside.
Yeah.
You know, I saw her walking down, and all I see her in is her, you know, pants and work shirt and stuff like that.
Yeah, the one time she actually dresses up as a girl.
Yeah, Here she comes, you know, she's in her dress, her wedding dress and stuff like that, and she's got her hair all done, her makeup all done. And,
yeah.
I mean, she was beautiful. You know, and I'm not going to lie, I was proud, I was happy. Got a little choked up, not going to lie. Simply because of, she's a friend. You know, she's a friend, she's a coworker.
And all this happened at roughly 6 o'clock. I think by 6 o'clock I had about 3 beers in my system.
Yeah. So, and then the wife and I went to dinner after that.
Yeah.
So we went and, you know, went to Applebee's. And
got your Blue Moon.
Got me a Blue Moon, yeah, got me a beer, and... Yeah. That's fine. I can drink on one beer. I can drink on two beers. Three beers is pushing it. Four beers is no.
I think you mixed up the word drink and drive again. You can drive on three beers. Four beers, no.
Just showed you how much alcohol I've had today. No. I can drive on one beer.
Has it been a better coffee over there?
That's fucking delicious. So we're trying something new tonight. So our liquor of choice is Fireball.
Right. Yeah, I've gotten that impression.
Yeah. My beer of choice is either Yingling or like a wheat beer, Blue Moon or Shock Top or something like that. But I tried a different liquor today. Tried a peanut butter whiskey. Number one, we tried it straight, and it was good. It was smooth.
The smell is amazing, dude.
Yeah, I love peanut butter. It smelled like Reese's peanut butter. I'm not going to lie.
I don't like peanut butter.
Those that are allergic to it, like my sister.
No, I'm sure they like it. They just can't have it.
don't know. But no, I took some of the peanut butter whiskey, mixed it in with a
mocha frappuccino from Starbucks.
Yeah, the mocha frappuccino.
Yeah.
One of the ones that you buy in the store. And dear God, that's delicious.
See, they call that gas station coffee.
No,
yes.
No, because you can get that at, like, Walmart.
But you get mainly get it at a gas station.
Yeah, but you can get it at, like, Walmart or Target or anything like that.
I mean, no, you're not. You get pizza at, you know, Walmart and
yeah,
stuff
but,
like that.
But there's nothing like gas station pizza.
Exactly.
But no, that's fucking dangerous. It's dangerously delicious. Or as my people would say, magically delicious.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
You were wanting to.
No, I knew. That thought never came to mind.
Right, bullshit. Bullshit. But no, it's pretty good. It tastes like a...
Yeah, it's...
Here.
Better than I thought it was.
You haven't tried this.
Yeah, I have.
Not with the mocha.
I literally tried it.
Not with the mocha.
It tastes exactly the same like coffee. I feel like yours is a little bit stronger, though.
I mean, I put a little more alcohol in mine.
Yeah.
But
it's still good. I mean, it's
still good. It tastes like
fucking peanut butter. It's like Reese's.
Yeah. It tastes like
a Reese's.
It honestly tastes like a melted peanut butter chocolate shake.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
exactly.
It's exactly what it tastes like.
You buy some salty cake, 3 cents, you leave it sitting for 3 hours, and come back in.
Just put it in the fridge, let it get cold.
You know, it almost reminds me of a mudslide, though.
Peanut butter mudslide, yeah.
Yeah, like you got chocolate
Jesus.
Ice cream.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Kahlua, mudslide, and peanut butter whiskey.
Exactly.
That's a thing now.
Yeah. Well, I just put vodka in my chocolate ice cream is all I did. Or chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. I mean,
that was good.
But now, in your chocolate milkshake, you can put peanut butter whiskey, and you can have a peanut butter chocolate milkshake.
Oh.
I just gave you an idea now.
I'm going to be driving up to Sonic, but like, yeah, can I have a peanut butter milkshake and one with alcohol in
it. I want a chocolate milkshake. Nope, just plain chocolate. That's all I want. Peanut butter whiskey.
Can you leave about like a quarter of it not from the lid?
I want a medium chocolate shake. Just leave a little bit at the top.
Give me a large chocolate shake and put it in the root 44 size.
There you go. Just fill the rest of it. Peanut butter whiskey. That would taste fucking delicious. I'm not going to lie.
I might try it at work tomorrow. Who knows?
Peanut butter whiskey on chocolate ice cream.
I feel like it would just melt, though.
Not if you froze the peanut butter whiskey.
And then you'd be in the same boat.
Not if you poured it from a frozen... Because if you put the peanut butter whiskey in the freezer, it gets cold. And then you just pour a couple of shots over.
I don't know.
I have chocolate ice cream.
You know what I've just thought about, though? A root beer float. Well, peanut butter.
I don't know if peanut butter and root beer would go together.
I don't know. I feel like dark liquor.
But if you did, like, Coke, a Coke float with chocolate ice cream and peanut butter whiskey with it.
I see it.
That would be good. Oh, God, we're alcoholics.
Yeah.
We spent the last 10 minutes.
When you're in denial, you're an alcoholic. That's when you're an alcoholic. We're open about it.
We're just drinkers.
Day drinkers. That's it.
But we're just drinkers. We don't deny the fact that we drink alcohol. We don't deny the fact that we have a problem.
Social drinkers. I know I drink alcohol. But you know what? Alcoholic is when you deny it.
Yeah. Alcoholism is when you deny it and when you hide it.
Exactly.
We don't hide the fact that we drink.
No.
We're blatantly open about it. At work, on the station, on the radio, on TikTok.
Fridays, yes.
Yeah. We are blatantly open about the fact that we drink.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, I don't know why it'd be a bad thing. I mean, especially with what we've been doing at work here lately.
True.
Oh, God.
True.
I feel like I'm sitting here climbing this mountain, but this mountain is on a downward slope, and I'm climbing down.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm making progress, but I'm just getting closer to the bottom.
It feels like, so what it feels like is it feels like a treadmill. You're walking fast, but you're going nowhere.
Are we on incline here?
Yes, yes. We are on a very steep incline.
Now, I got the perfect analogy, and I just learned about it today.
Cut.
It feels like I'm playing Minesweeper.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking I'm avoiding the bombs when I'm clicking on the bombs.
Every time you click, you hit a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
the
perfect analogy.
Here lately, it's definitely been Minesweeper at work.
By the way, I just learned how to play that game today. I wasn't born in the 80s, I'm sorry.
Every computer has had Minesweeper on it.
I know, but like I told you earlier, I thought it was a game of chance to see how many times you can click before hitting the bomb. I didn't know you had to read the numbers.
That's insane.
I played solitaire when I was a kid, okay?
I get it. I get it. But I impressed you today with my Minesweeper skills.
Dude, you did, man. You cleared that shit. I just wish you could have finished the hard level.
I was working on it. I was stuck in a spot where it was 50-50. Either I hit here or I hit here.
I will say you had 99 bombs. And when you got done, over 7/8 of that board was cleared. You had like 20 bombs left.
Yeah.
So I will give you credit where credit is due.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that.
That
was impressive. My ass would have been dead the second quick.
Yeah. Waiting for Miss Angel.
It's a very strange game. I don't know who would have thought of something like that.
It's a fun game, though.
It just reminds me of Sudoku.
A little bit. It's a puzzle game is what it is. It's almost like Tetris.
Okay.
Not the way that it's set up, but in
Tetris
the way
Tetris makes
that.
It Sudoku.
I can see that.
Because, you know, you're dealing with numbers.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to lose.
Yeah. I can definitely, I can kind of see that, yeah. Yeah. So. But other than that, I mean, it's been.
Well, see, let's put it this way, all right? We're on our third GM. No, sorry. We're on our third DM. And
Third GM. About to be fourth.
All within a 1 year span.
Yeah.
And I want to leave, but at the same time, I feel like I can advance really quick due to default.
Pretty much,
That's the best promotion.
Yeah.
The one you don't got to work for. It's default.
That's where I'm sitting at. Like, you know, I don't really, so, I don't know if I should put this out on the air, but I'm going to.
Ain't nobody listening to this anyway.
I know. Nobody important. So.
I'll come up tomorrow. What the fuck did you say?
So I listened to your podcast last night. I'm torn. Part of me wants the job because I know I can do the job. I've been doing it for...
Yeah, and it's not so much the work, it's just the people. Like, we both know cars. We both work on cars. That part of the job is easy.
Yeah.
It's just the dealing with the people.
It's dealing with the people.
Management, not retail. There's some retail customers, it's like, you're awesome.
Yeah, it's not the customer. You know, you're going to get those asshole customers here and there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
I mean, and honestly, in our line of work, we can just tell them, I'm sorry, you know, you can leave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I think in 2 years' time, I've only been cussed out once or twice.
I've been cussed out a couple times, and I've just said leave. But,
I always play it off like, oh, I don't care.
I mean, I don't. Either way, you're not getting your part, I still have my job.
Yeah, you're yelling at a brick wall. It's just from the, like, don't care.
But the only issue that I have with being the GM is if, like, somebody calls out and nobody can cover that shift, it's my responsibility to cover that shift.
Right.
That's not an issue if it's every once in a while.
But if it's like a daily occurrence, it's going to put stress.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I get that. I do. That's why I think, you know, being able to be the GM and having the reign of controlling people and hiring people and getting people on so that that shit stops.
Yeah. Well, the thing is our GM, our other GM, was really good at
it. Right.
He tried. I don't know if he spent as much time as he should have trying to get people in.
I think he did more time doing planograms than he did trying to hire 5 people.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to put too much work on himself.
Yeah.
You know, with me being the assistant, I'm there like, hey,
yeah,
let me let me do
and,
this,
and
you
with,
go do
and
that.
With him, it was more like you had to forcibly move him out of your way to help out.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't asking, and he wasn't going to tell. Like, he just wanted to do everything himself.
Yeah.
Which I get to a certain degree, you know.
I mean, yeah,
you
he did
to
it.
Do it right, do it yourself, all that shit. But,
yeah.
Like, you he, have, like, seven people here standing around
yeah.
playing on your phone because they're bored as fuck.
Yeah. He didn't burden anybody.
Right.
If you asked him if he was in the middle of something, like, he'd just finish it.
Yeah.
You know, he was that kind of guy that just didn't stop. And I think part of that, I think that was part of the reason why it burnt him out.
He did burn himself out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the simple answer to why he's leaving.
Well, that and the company burnt him out.
But it's more of him put all the workload on himself rather
yeah.
than asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, because anybody can swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
Just asking for help before you drown.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, overall, I mean, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I will say, I'm not a fan of Yankees, but he's one of the good ones.
You do realize I'm a Yankee, right?
Not anymore.
I mean, okay, so technically I'm not, because I was born in North Carolina.
No, I mean, like, if you move up there and you come back, I think it's like a 2-year time limit. Like, if you live in the South 2 years, even though you were born in New York or New England, you're no longer a Yankee.
This is true. We do. The Southern
yeah.
life tends to
take about a year and a half to take effect.
Yeah, yeah. It's like once you're standing there and you're like, I'm in the mood for biscuits and gravy.
Yeah,
then
once,
you're a Southerner.
Once you say, I would love some biscuit and gravy, boom, there's your Southern card right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what biscuits and gravy is.
Yes.
Not this white bullshit fucking, you know, oh, I thought that was only that went on chicken, you know,
yeah.
chicken fried steak,
yeah.
country fried chicken. No. Peppered sausage gravy.
Yes.
On.
It's got to have that
real
to it, too.
Southern. Oh, you got to have that pepper in there.
Yeah, you got to have that kick. Because I love
yeah.
when you're, you know, eating it in the morning, and it's like, boom. It's like, ooh, it's good.
Yeah, that's you it. Got that little bit of, not spicy sausage, medium sausage.
Right. You got a little heat to it.
Got
not
a little bit of heat.
Hot. It's not hot.
It's got flavor and just that little bit of, ooh, that's got a little
yeah.
bit of spice to it.
Like jalapeno. Like
yeah.
jalapeno on nachos. It's got
yeah.
that flavor
yeah.
with a little heat, but not so much
yeah.
that you're burning yourself
it's like
up.
It's like a bi guy versus a gay guy.
Exactly.
You know? It's that, ooh, that's got a little kick versus,
yeah.
oh my God, that's spicy as fuck. You know what I mean? I'm going to get fucking canceled for
that,
by the way.
I totally gravitated from this new gravy to gay people. Like, it's just like,
I was trying to think of an analogy for the kick, but that's
the analogy is you go straight to gay people.
But that's basically what it is.
I'm going
to
talk about nachos and jalapenos. You just go straight for the gays. Attacking them on the air.
I'm not attacking them.
You're saying one's like good gravy, the other one's like bad gravy.
No, I'm talking about the spice. I'm talking about the kick. You know, you've got that little bit of kick. That little bit of kick. The bisexual guy. Little bit of kick.
Yeah.
And then you've got the gay, which is, you know, the gay
yeah.
guy, which
yeah.
is kick. And then you've got the flamboyant. The really flamboyant. The makeup, the drag queen.
If you're getting one, though, you got someone is a pansexual who's back there rubbing his dick on the pants.
We're going to get fucking canceled. We're going to get canceled so bad.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. We don't mean anything by it. It's nothing negative. We love everybody. Respect everybody. It's just, we got to have fun, everyone.
It's, I mean, we literally go from drinking to work, which isn't a bad,
they correlate.
To biscuit gravy to gays.
All of it correlates, though.
Yeah, it
all
does.
Of it correlates.
Whether it's like 1% relevant, who knows? I'm sure you can find relevancy in there somewhere.
I mean, look, we got drinking and work. What do you do when you get home from work?
Drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're at work, when we're at work, what do we talk about?
Food.
Biscuits and gravy. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's sausage gravy. It's got a little bit of kick, a little bit of spice, you know. And sausage has different levels of spice.
And I'm over here saying spice girls.
Yeah. But, and you know, gay guys have a little bit, you know, have different levels of spice.
Yeah.
See, there you go. It all relates to each other.
Ah, there she is. She walked in right as we finished our conversation.
Right after we finished the conversation. I'm sure she heard part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Miss Angel to the studio with red dots all over her face. Oh my gosh, she got chickenpox.
That's monkeypox, sir.
No, we don't allow monkeypox in this house.
Now that's righteous.
You know, we're talking about how you become a Southerner. When you start thinking about biscuits and gravy, and you're like, I have a craving for biscuits and gravy.
I'm in the mood for some biscuits and gravy.
Then you're a Southerner.
Listen, I always like me some good biscuits and gravy. I don't feel good afterwards, but that's like my favorite.
And when you start slurring words, like, you know, instead of how it's pronounced, like Maryville,
Merville.
It's just Merville.
Merville.
That's it.
Knoxville.
Once you start taking letters out of words to make them shorter and simpler to say, you're a Southerner.
Or when you start mispronouncing things.
Yeah, like when you have
La-Follet,
roads and shit.
Like La Follette.
Yeah.
La Follette. Dainty.
Okay, it is not dainty. I don't give two fucks what
Dante.
Anybody says.
Are you talking about
Dainty? D-A-N-T-E spells Dante. So like the Dante Church, which is what I've always called it, I was corrected, and they pronounce it Dainty. And I was like,
what?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Does it have like an apostrophe or something on top of the letters?
No.
I mean, I guess you could, but if I was to name my kid Dante, you would spell it D-A-N-T-E. Dante's Inferno is D-A-N-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the Dainty?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest sounding. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend, but that's stupid.
It's like La-Follet.
Compared to
compared
to the conversation we just started on with, you guys.
I'm just
saying, went from
y'all have done offended the French people that settled here and made those names. It's offensive.
Oh, she's discriminating now.
So we went from talking about alcohol, which is a typical subject in this house and in the studio, to talking about work, which, I mean, they correlate with each other. In order to tolerate work, you got to drink. And in order to drink, you got to be able to go to work.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, when you're at work half the time, you're like, man, I'm hungry. You know, you talk about food.
Talk about biscuits and gravy. And then we're talking about, so it has to be sausage gravy, right? It has to be sausage gravy.
Thank you. Sorry.
You know?
Yeah.
Sausage, peppered sausage gravy. That's what I said.
I'm saying. Like, definitely not just gravy with sausage.
And you want the sausage to have a little bit of a kick, right?
Yes.
I'll be down in a minute.
You want sausage to have a little bit of kick, right?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit of flavor, a little bit of spice, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're describing the different, like, spice levels and kick levels and flavor levels to gay guys. Bisexual would be mild. Gay guy would be medium.
That's
flamboyant
homosexual.
Would be hot. Huh?
Homosexual.
No. Yep. That's defining all of them in one category.
Homosexual man.
Gay guy.
Gay guy.
Gay guy, lesbian, female. Not a lesbian guy.
No, it's a guy that used to be a girl or a girl that used to be
That's trans.
No, but I'm saying if you're a girl that used to be a guy and you're attracted to the same one, it should be like, Les transite. Lesbian transvestite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break.
The birds that used to be the bees, and the bees used to be the birds, and the birds that got bees, and the bees that got birds.
We'll be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so anyway, Miss Angel had to leave the studio again. She'll be back, though. Tonight, we are talking about a Netflix movie.
Netflix original.
Because that seems to be...
the going thing.
It seems to be the going thing. Netflix original, Hulu originals, Amazon originals.
I mean, and like... there's not a whole lot of movies coming out to theater anymore. Like, I feel like the theater in 10 years will be a thing of the past. I really do.
I think it'll be... okay, so, first off, we're talking about Day Shift, Netflix original. What I think is going to happen is, so, when theaters first, like, they were very cheap. That's where you would go because nobody had TV.
Right.
You know, that's where you go to watch a movie, you pay like a nickel for, you know, a man.
I got a lot of money back then.
Which, I mean, yeah, but you pay a nickel for an entire family, and what you got is you got what were called serials, which were movies, or not movies, news clips, especially from like World War II was the big one. You also got cartoons, like Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers cartoons, stuff like that. And then you got your movie. So it was an all-day event.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they would only show, you know,
one or two.
Yeah. You know, plus Hollywood wasn't big and they weren't churning out, no, you know, not everybody and their mother could churn out a movie in 2 months, you know. So it became, you know, a weekend thing, Saturday thing, Friday night thing, Sunday night thing.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday thing where you would go to the movies. And that's where you get your news, that's where you get your cartoons and stuff like that. But then when TV became big, that's where we got our television programs, where we got our news, where we got our cartoons and stuff like that. And we went to theaters to see big release movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I remember whenever the IMAX first came out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was, you had to plan it out and wait to... advance, like you couldn't just show up,
yeah,
watch it on IMAX, and that was it.
Yeah,
like he was like, you're in there elbow to elbow with everybody and their mom.
I could get now, I can get reservations for an IMAX movie starting in an hour.
Yeah, you could walk in and get tickets for an IMAX.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's getting bigger or if people are just losing interest in going out anymore.
I think the thing is, right now, and I think COVID was a big deal with this. COVID was a killer of movies.
Right.
Movie theater.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because before that, I mean, people were lining up at movie theaters to go watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Anytime you walk in, I mean, it's literally lines of people.
Yeah, and I've had my pass with, so I have a subscription to a movie company, movie theater company. I'm not going to say any names or anything.
It's Regal.
Okay, whatever. I have the Regal app. I have the subscription, the unlimited subscription. I've had it since 2019. I've had it for 3 years now. And before, it was like a pain in the ass for me to get seats. Like, if I didn't get seats right then and there, like, it's because there's a countdown timer.
Yeah.
If you didn't get your seats within those 5 minutes, you didn't get seats. There were movies that we tried to go see that I'm sitting over... on one side, she's sitting over on the other on a Friday, Saturday night. And it's like...
finally, some peace.
I mean, that's what she's saying. But that's how crowded it was. Now, I booked us a new release movie a couple days ago. About a couple weeks ago. It was last week. We went on a Friday night. New release movie.
Wow.
Which one was it?
The scary one.
Nope.
The married couple.
There wasn't, no. The Invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw The Invitation. And I booked that Friday morning? Or was it Thursday?
I think it was Thursday because I wasn't. We had to find out if we were going to go because, you know, cheer practice and shit.
Right, right. That's right. But I booked it Thursday for Friday, and when we went, the theater was empty.
Well, think about it like this. You know, Marvel, not right now anymore, but, you know, Marvel's pushed out a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Blockbuster movies.
Yeah.
Granted, we went to a midnight showing of it, but that theater was dry. Like,
it was, and it was
I've been to
midnight night
showings, though, of opening movies, and it has been, like, a long time ago, but, like, it was people sitting in the aisles.
Yeah.
Crowded.
Yeah.
I went and seen, I think it was Star Wars.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith, when it first came out, and get at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I waited outside for 2 hours just to see that movie. Like, it was
on point. When I went and saw Attack of the Clones, you can get to your Star Wars.
But I just, yeah. I love the fact that he's old.
Okay. I went and saw Return of the Jedi in the theaters when it first came out when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I went and saw something back then.
That's how old I am.
Okay.
You probably know it.
I'm proud. I am literally as old as A New Hope. It came out a couple months before I was born. But, which is funny because my youngest son with my ex-wife is as old as Attack of the Clones because he was born a couple days before it came out because he was a couple days old when I went to go see it in the theaters. And I went to a midnight showing.
Anyway, that's what I was getting at. I was like, definitely because of COVID. COVID played a big hit on the movie theaters and cinemas. And then that's when Netflix, I guess, actually started pushing out more movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hulu jumped in, and then Prime, and then it's just...
Well,
all
a lot of
streaming.
These movies are going straight to
digital,
anyway before... You know, they were going to digital
except
and the
for
theater.
HBO.
Now.
They won't release any more movies.
No,
so.
Now that Discovery has taken them over.
Well, he already said, people should be out experiencing movies. I'm not going to put them on HBO anymore.
And
which is gay because... Sorry.
Wow!
Which is stupid because...
She jumped in it now.
Because HBO is literally home box office. It was meant to bring the movies to your home.
But it was meant to bring the movies to your home after.
Yeah, I don't really care when they release it. It's the fact that they're not releasing any.
Oh, no, they'll be releasing them to the platform.
I don't know if they will.
Not new releases.
I don't know if they will.
That's been out for a while.
Because they're taking things off is the problem. I don't know if they will.
Oh.
And the whole point of HBO was to bring the movie into your home.
Before you could get it on disc.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that you as a family, because movies are expensive. I have fucking 6 kids on a good day. And to take all of us to the theater would be astronomical.
Well, that's why you just rent it on Prime.
I know.
Literally, fuck HBO. You rent it on Prime.
Home box office was meant for those kind of people.
Yeah.
I'm not taking
the thing is that if they keep doing that, they're going to lose
subscribers. People
subscribers.
Won't watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't give two shits about Discovery Plus, by the way. I'm sorry. I don't.
No.
I'm not watching it. I barely have enough time for Hulu.
I like Shark Week.
But that leads us into our movie for tonight, you know, Netflix original.
Thank you, Netflix.
And so I will say, the streaming services kind of have their ebbs and flows.
Absolutely.
When
Netflix
first,
is definitely a big one.
When they first came out, the two big ones were Netflix and Hulu. Netflix was the biggest one because it started out as a DVD subscription service.
Right.
And then it went to streaming. It was the first streaming platform. Hulu came out and tried to be the one that had the TV shows released before Netflix ever got them.
Right.
Because Netflix was literally 6 months behind at that time.
Oh, yeah. It took forever.
Yeah. But then Hulu became the... Literally all Hulu was anime.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy Hulu when we first got it even.
Yeah.
There was nothing on there that I wanted to watch. I didn't care about it. All I watched was Netflix because, I mean, we don't have cable. So I would watch whatever
shows we had cable at the time.
But I would watch whatever I was going to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, and I suspended my subscription to Hulu. But now, like...
I have Revolving Doors on Hulu and set shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watch both equally now.
Yeah. Hulu and Netflix are big ones in the house.
Yeah.
Disney Plus is too.
Prime Video on occasion.
Prime Video on occasion.
We watch during the holidays, especially Disney Plus is huge.
Disney Plus, yeah. I would say in order of importance in the house, it's Netflix, Hulu. I would actually put Hulu above Netflix.
I was going to say, during the fall lineup, I watch Hulu.
Well, at all, during the year period. Hulu's number one because of Hulu Live. Because of live TV.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
So. I do. Especially like football and stuff like that. So you got Hulu.
What are
you for? No, I'm rich because I have live TV. I have Hulu Live.
You save money by canceling cable.
I did cancel cable.
And now
I
have Hulu Live.
I still save money.
Barely.
All right, so Hulu Live, Netflix, HBO, Disney, Amazon Prime, and then Paramount Plus and Peacock.
I only watch Prime for one movie. The Boys. That's it.
Oh, see, I watch a couple things on Prime.
I literally love Netflix. That's it. Yeah. During fall, like during normal parts of the year, I only watch Hulu because...
Kick my knee.
I don't have...
fucking hurt.
I don't have time for a lot of shows. So, like, all of my weekly shows that come on, they're already saved. So, when I go into Hulu, it's already there waiting for me. And I'm like, okay, I can watch a couple shows. It's fine.
But yeah, so tonight is, like we said, Day Shift. It's a Netflix original. And I will say that Netflix has really stepped up their game. And
they must be listening to our show.
They've got to be. Because I say this every time we review a Netflix movie. I said it with Old Guard. I said it with Six Underground.
Yeah, Six Underground's good.
You know? Every Netflix movie that we have watched, that we have reviewed, has always been spot on.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Their originals are really good. Hulu's stepping up their game.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We reviewed that.
That was great too.
But
I was the only reason I picked out this movie was
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, yes.
I hired this Snoop Dogg thing. Maybe I said I'm watching this. Right off the bat, I'm watching.
He didn't disappoint me.
No,
he did not.
No.
But he's not a big. So he's not a big actor.
No, oh no.
He's okay. If you don't know who Snoop Dogg is, then you need to get your.
If you don't know who Snoop Dogg is, get off the show. That's basically it.
Yeah. He started out as a West Coast rapper back in the 90s when, you know, the whole East Coast, West Coast thing. He was part of the whole gangster rap thing, you know, Death Row Records and stuff like that. But he's kind of just become a celebrity, honestly.
He's more of an icon.
He's more of an icon now than a celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just one of those people that's just Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's Snoop Dogg. Like,
you know,
the name says it all.
Yeah.
And I read this a while back. You may probably have known this. You may know. I don't know. Snoop Dogg has his own personal joint rolling.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
that. He pays like $1,000 for every joint he rolls.
Yeah.
That's like, that's how you know you're in the big leagues.
Yeah. I want to be his joint roller.
No kidding.
I will go to joint rolling school. I will go get a degree in joint rolling.
And the thing is, it's not $1,000 a day. It's $19,000-$20,000 a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Snoop Dogg is known for smoking weed.
Yeah. He's got his own weed brand.
He also makes food, so.
Does he?
Yes, sir. There's a cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm about to buy this one again.
And he also plays Call of Duty. And he's really fucking good.
He mows people on Call of Duty.
He doesn't play Call of Duty. He owns Call of Duty.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. So this movie, and Ms. Angel actually did not know this. This movie's a vampire movie.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I actually thought it was going to be a comedy. I was like, oh,
yeah. I said, yeah, it's a vampire movie. She's like, hey, wait, what? Yeah, this is vampires coming at you.
And then you said, no, Grandma. She's like, oh, my God.
I think I did. Like, when she changed from being just grandma to, like, that ugly, I was like, what the?
When Jamie Foxx blew her halfway across the room?
I was like, you know, this is a vampire movie. I like Snoop Dogg's in it. Great. This is going to be great. And then, like, dude, I'm like, oh, he's breaking into the house. What's going on? All of a sudden, he just picked up a pillow and blows her across the room. What the fuck? And then, like, you know, Sweet old grandma, there was a psycho vampire with her bones snapped back, and it's like, oh, God.
So I was watching the previews, I saw the previews on it, and it doesn't say anything in the previews at the beginning. It's just about this guy trying to, you know, and he's in there, and I'm like, oh, crap, he's a criminal, he's robbing people. And the grandma comes out, and he just blasts him. I'm like, oh, great, now he's going to jail.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, G transforms, I'm like, oh, fuck me, Jamie Foxx in a vampire movie. And then Snoop Dogg sets out, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
You know, whenever Snoop Dogg, because I kept thinking, I'm like, man, what's Snoop Dogg going to be here? You know, he rolls out of it, like, you don't even see Snoop Dogg. He opens up the truck door, and smoke just rolls out. And you know it's Snoop Dogg. And he was phenomenal in that movie.
All right, so why aren't you loading, you piece of crap? You fucking piece of shit. Whatever. Okay, there we go. Anyway. All right, so in this movie, we've got Jamie Foxx, who played Bud Jablonski, who is a vampire who was kicked out of the union. There's a union for vampire hunters, which is fucking amazing. And he's trying to make money so that, you know, he can take care of his daughter and his wife, which is his estranged wife.
Yeah, his estranged wife and daughter who are planning to move.
Yeah, so that she can save money because they don't have the money.
Yeah.
So, you know, he hunts vampires for money.
Yeah.
He's a vampire bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Essentially. You know, and then he gets in touch with his friend.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big John.
To try to get back in the union.
Get back in the union. And Big John, who's played by the elegant Snoop Dogg.
And obviously is a well-known hunter within the union.
Oh, yeah. Very well-respected and well-known.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, oh, hey.
Yeah. And then, you know, he becomes... you know, part of the union again, and he goes after the big
with the sidekick.
With a sidekick, played by none other than Dave Franco.
Yes. Which is also really great in that movie.
God.
Times he pissed himself was amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody does it on their first time.
Really? No. But you did.
Yeah. So, fun fact.
Okay.
All those, you know, especially in the beginning, so in the big fight, all of the vampires that were like all, in the nest fight, where they were all contortionist type.
In the first nest fight with the Nazarian brothers?
Mm-hmm. So they are all hired performers from like Cirque du Soleil, stuff like that, because during COVID they were out of work.
Yeah.
And so they were there to show like different vampires and stuff.
That's cool.
That's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
And that, okay, again, I'm going to go back to the one thing I like about Netflix is that they don't do a whole lot of CGI because all of that could have been fucking CGI.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
But when you go and you hire Cirque du Soleil actors because they're out of work, you're like, hey,
I want to
be a vampire in my movie.
I got something for you.
You know, I mean, that's some badass shit.
That's one thing about Netflix. Like you said, they don't use a whole lot of CGI. They use the resources.
A lot of practical
effects. And I prefer practical effects over CGI any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things, obviously, that you've got to have CGI.
Yeah, but I like it when there's a good, healthy mix, like, where it just enhances the practical.
Yeah, not when it replaces it, like She-Hulk. We're going to review that at some point. At some point, I'm bringing back Cinephiles. We're going to review She-Hulk, and we're going to rip it the fuck apart. But anyway, that's not here nor there. That's there.
That's how I know streaming service, man.
Yeah.
Get back to Netflix.
Okay. All right.
Fun fact.
Okay.
The last part of the car chase was at Tujunga Wash, which was the same famous truck scene in Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That's badass.
That makes sense.
It looked
very
good for me. A shit ton of Lost Boys references.
Which makes sense because they, you know, were out there vampires. There's also some Blade references in there, too.
There's a lot of
This was his first J.J. Perry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
His very first movie.
His directorial debut.
I will say he did a phenomenal job. Like this,
especially with the war.
Yeah. So this movie encompassed a lot of vampire lore, like actual vampire lore, kind of, you know, added some, obviously. But it also took some from, like, the Marvel comics and stuff like that, because Blade is Marvel.
Yeah.
And when we look at the Blade movies with Wesley Snipes, we see the UV bombs, we see the UV...
The UV bomb is pretty cool.
And stuff like that.
Wasn't my favorite weapon, but it was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, and it was kind of funny how, like, dude over here is also a hunter, and you didn't know that it probably wasn't going to kill him?
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
He's gone. Is he, though?
No.
He's a sunlight, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even going to give him a sunburn because it's directed out.
Yeah.
Like,
I seen that and I was like, oh. And it took me for surprise. I didn't, you know, it didn't click in my head that it's a UV bomb.
Yeah.
But it's just a bomb strapped.
Yeah, it didn't with me either. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I was like,
it's like,
what?
It literally showed it under the...
How would I know?
I was messed up there for a while.
Okay.
I was like, no, you killed Snoop Dogg. No.
He's dead.
And then I was like, you should see that. Genius. I love LA.
Y'all kill me.
I'm like, Snoop Dogg.
Look, I've seen the Blade movies 100 times a piece. I love the Blade movies. I'm not a big fan of Wesley Snipes. I'm not.
Such a damn nail.
I do like him better than... Oh, God, I can't even think of his name right now. I'll get to it. The guy that played in Book of Eli.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know his name.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Denzel.
I do, too. I do like Denzel.
I like Wesley Snipes a lot. But I like Wesley Snipes when he was in his...
Prime.
Prime. His heyday. Now, I don't like his attitude.
I don't know. I don't ever see him anymore.
But he was good as Blade.
Yeah, he was. Perfect as Blade.
Yeah. Yeah. But they use some of the same weapons as they did here in Shift. The UV light, that was a Blade thing. The UV bomb, that was a Blade thing.
The wire was new.
That was
actually pretty cool, though.
And it wasn't new. That's a Blade thing.
Really?
Blade took it out from his vest. Yeah,
I thought that was his belt.
Nope.
Oh.
He had it in his vest. Looks like it. Yep. That was taken straight from Blade.
Right.
Yeah. There are a lot of references to the Blade movies in this movie. A lot of...
You got to get your inspiration where you get it.
This is true. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing because they use the best parts of Blade. But there were a lot of ripoffs. Anyway.
Not the high fight. Dang. Probably one of my favorite fight scenes I've seen in a while.
Which one?
When they get to the Nazarian brothers.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, they're all cool, and here comes Dave Franco with a pillow wrapped around his neck.
The knife in the boot?
Yes.
Blade.
God. Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta watch
Blade. Blade 3.
The third
one's the best one.
With Dracula?
Yeah.
We'll skip that. God, no.
Okay, second best one.
Yeah,
the first one was the best. The third one was second. The second one was shit.
I'm still going to disagree with you on that one. But anyway, that scene was amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he dude over here with just a shotgun, basically.
Uh-huh.
Dave Franco has a book, and the Nazarian brothers have nunchucks, knives, swords, and a knife and a boot. Not only the front part of the boot, but also the back part of the boot.
And they've got stakes all over them,
yeah.
Weapons all, yeah.
That
yeah.
was like full gear tactical, we're here messing people up. And then that bullet at the end.
Oh, the bullet jumping from one
yeah.
gun to another? That was pretty cool.
I love
cool.
that.
He's
like cats. He just chambers it.
Yeah, he says, I'm out. I need one. He's just like, shit. Yeah.
Slow motion right into it.
Yeah. I will say, this was one of the better visually planned movies that I have seen in a long time. The way that they shot the car chase.
The camera angles
on the car chase. On that Baja...
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, which is why I wanted to get into this before we got into anything else. The camera angles, number one, throughout the entire movie. The shots that they did. This thing must have been storyboarded. Like, each section of this movie had to have been storyboarded, like, down to the very last detail,
yes.
The way that they shot this movie. And for this guy, for it to be his directorial debut, fucking phenomenal. Like, you don't get that a lot with new directors. The different camera angles, the different shots that they did, the under-the-car shots, the behind-the-car shots, the in-car shots, the camera angles of the fighting, the quick first-person view of the fighting when you have it, like, on the sword and stuff like that. Like, that's all rookie shit. That's not rookie shit. That's advanced fucking director stuff. That's you're going like Spielberg and fucking Ridley Scott and you know, yeah, those kind of directors.
And we were talking about factual things earlier, like the Baja truck.
Yeah.
That was like
100%.
100% real.
Yeah.
Like, there was no nothing made up whatsoever. Because it looks like a truck jumping a dune in the desert.
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx is big old shitty.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. You know, and partway through that scene, I'm half expecting the charger to go off and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that charger's going to get fucked up. But I'm like, no,
yeah,
I can't do that.
Yeah.
And goes around.
And with the box and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you caught it. And it like, I think it was right about the second or third turn they made in the truck that I noticed it. But the same game she was playing.
She
makes a right turn, he made a right turn.
Yep, it was
left
the exact
turn,
thing. Every time
she
jumped, he jumped. Yeah, yeah, it was the exact same thing.
On.
Yeah, I finished my game, and he's still driving. I will say, though, the passenger, the seatbelts for her.
That was really impressive. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Like, that's thinking ahead for him.
That's well thought out as a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at the end of the fight, he just shoots his own tires out and just drives that little open.
Just broke off his light.
I loved it when Scott got in, and he was like, why are you wearing that seatbelt like that?
You mean Seth?
Seth. I didn't even know what the seatbelt looked like. Like, my head kind of had it pieced together, but I guess I hadn't paid attention, so I was like, what is he doing? What is wrong with that?
It's a 5-point harness for his daughter.
What the fuck are you sitting in like a big boy?
Because he wasn't a big boy.
He's cracking me. His little neck pillow. Yeah. Just the whole time. Just a dream.
Help me.
Everybody's off on their own. So back, left, right.
I will say, though.
He was pretty cool as a vampire, though.
Oh, my God. That shit cracked me up.
He was pretty good.
Did you try to eat me? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
He cut his head off.
Yeah.
And like, no, over to the left. Over to the left. Over to the right.
Like, he went over that bump in the road and his head was like, sorry.
What's funny though is he's sitting there and he's like, my neck hurts.
He's like, are you repairing yourself? I don't know. I think so.
No.
Okay.
And then we're talking about that whenever they started fighting the familiars.
Uh-huh.
He gets shot. And he starts screaming and crying. He's just normal, boy. He'll be all right. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, normal, boy. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He cracked me up.
Now, I will say, though, that this movie, and we still got, you know, 45 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah.
Describing the movie, but this movie had the perfect blend of comedy, action, thrills, the horror, just because it's vampire. But like, I've gotten really, really burnt out on vampire movies here lately.
No, I haven't really seen. I mean, it's not like we're inundated with them.
No, well,
there's a lot of movies. There's a lot of TV shows. I guess it's the new thing now. I mean, zombies.
That's not. We went through werewolves. We went through vampires. We went through zombies.
I got burnt out on zombies.
And I got burnt out. So the big vampire push, I would say, started with Underworld.
Oh, God. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. It started with Underworld. And that's where we had the vampires and the lycans.
Yes.
Good movies.
There were too many of them, but they were good.
No, there wasn't enough.
No, there were too many.
No.
Four was crap.
Yeah.
One and two was good.
I'll give you four.
One and two was good.
Number three was the best one. Hands down, number three was the best one. Rise of the Lycans.
You're on crack, but anyway.
I'm on crack, yes! The third one was the best.
I think I might have saw, like...
Anyway, moving on from your wrong opinion. So we had the vampire surge that started with Underworld.
Yeah.
And then we had Twilight. Sparkly gay vampire.
Listen, don't be rude, because the books were fucking awesome. I read all of the books. Then I got to watch the first one. You bought the second one and never let me watch it. I've seen one movie out of all of the books that I read.
Those are shit.
Yeah,
I still want to see
them. Don't watch them. It's wasting time.
But I read all the books.
Yes, and books are better than movies, is what I've been told.
It's absolutely true.
Then there you go.
Yeah. And then we had, what was that movie, that show on HBO?
Vampire Diaries. No.
No.
Don't be rude to that one either. Those books are good too.
What?
True Blood.
True Blood.
No,
okay, so.
That is actually spot on with the books, though.
Okay.
Vampire Diaries is great, though.
Okay, Philly.
Ethan. Your son watches them.
I know.
You've never seen Nina Dobrev? She is smoking.
You're not watching it for the shows.
I'm watching it for the sexy ass.
Okay. Because
when I hear vampire movies, I'm like, oh, it's a vampire movie. There's probably going to be a hot woman in there. And by God, it's about every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Except for Underworld. The only exception.
True Blood.
She's a vampire.
True Blood. Yeah.
She's pretty.
She was fucking smoking hot, especially when she tits.
Ben, I don't know if you ever seen this show.
Yes.
No.
With Laura Vanderboot.
Yes.
No. But I got, when Twilight came about, and True Blood was at the beginning of the 2000s. True Blood came out around the same time as Underworld. They were part of the rise of vampires.
And True Blood was really good.
I watched it when I was on, when I was deployed. It was one of those things that I watched, along with, a couple other things that I watched.
Porn, guys, with porn.
What's that?
No.
You watched porn with a bunch of other dudes on a boat?
No, this is when I was in the
That's
Army.
That's nasty, man.
This is when I was in the Army.
Justin, I never said put on a boat again. Fuck, damn.
Anyway, fuck off.
How many sea turtles did you create?
But then we had... Twilight was the ruin. And I'm not saying that the books aren't good. I'm not.
No, they're good books.
But the movies, they did not do the vampire genre any justice.
Or werewolves. Destroyed werewolves. I mean,
because the actor they got for the werewolves was great.
No, I'm talking about the actual werewolves themselves.
Probably,
yeah.
But...
werewolves supposed to be half man, half wolf, about 8-9 foot tall, on a killing spree.
Yeah, they're not
wolf.
Not
a big dog.
No.
My issue was that neither actor, actress, was what I would have picked for the role that I read.
No.
They were both
No, and that
horrible.
That hurt Robert Pattinson.
Because he was horrible. Like, I didn't even want to watch movies with him in it after that.
He redeemed himself.
He definitely redeemed himself in the Batman.
The girls had him for like 5-6 years. It's the boys' turn.
It's our turn to have him.
Well, yeah.
We're just going to pass him around.
You can ask him. There was not any reason for me to watch anything that had him in it after Twilight. I don't care. I don't want to see it.
No, and then you and I went and saw the Batman in theaters.
Yeah.
And then I came home and I'm like, okay, he's redeemed himself.
He
like,
has redeemed
himself. Yeah. Okay. And then we watched it on HBO. And you were glued to that TV the entire time.
Way better in that than fucking Twilight. And I don't hate Twilight because, again, I'm watching the story that I read. But I didn't like either him or whoever the chick was that played the girl.
Bella?
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. She's kind of
I know her name.
But she was horrible. And you know.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vampire stuff that came out that just wasn't that great. Then you had a lot of, I don't really remember the werewolf stuff, but the zombie stuff, you know, so much of it.
Yeah.
I got burnt out on The Walking Dead. Everybody's like, The Walking Dead is great. And I watched all the way to like season 5 or 6.
I watched partway through season 3 and I stopped. Season 2 was shit.
She has ADHD of TV.
No, season 6, it got to like.
It did get better.
It just got to that point where it was like. This is all the same shit.
Yeah.
I'm never going to, it's just like, I don't see an end to it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I made it to, I don't even care with spoilers because the shit's old, but I made it to where Glenn died. And I think two episodes.
You made it further than I did.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I already know what happens.
So I made, I think, 2 episodes past that, and then my brain kind of sort of, after that point, it just kind of shut off.
The thing
and I
with
was
me,
like, I don't know if I have the capacity to sit here and binge this, because I tend to get stuck on one show at a time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, and I mean, that's with all of us.
Have you told her about my Stranger Things marathon I did?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to her about it.
Watched it all in a week.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. But for me, yes, I do have TV show ADHD. If you cannot capture my attention in the first, like, season or season and a half, like, I'm done.
He has pissed me off so many times. So, like, I've never seen the end of Dexter. I've never seen the end of Game of Thrones. Like, fuck off!
Game of Thrones.
Don't.
What? Now, let's see, there were 7 seasons.
I won't finish it.
I think there were 7 seasons, and they quit, and then they come back 2 years later, made 8.
Yeah.
Or it was 6, 7, I don't remember.
It was 7 seasons, and then they quit for a couple years.
I watched all 7 seasons, and I never got around to watch season 8. And what I heard about it is they said it was absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
It was
I don't know. My ex-husband and his brother absolutely loved that show. I'll finish it at some point. I wouldn't mind finishing Dexter, too.
Just start over and watch House of Dragons, and then watch it all. The prequel.
See, for me, the thing is if you have the same formula for every show, and I know you can say this about really any TV show, Supernatural has the same formula.
But
much.
I love it.
They go, they find the monster, they kill the monster.
Do you know how many times I've watched Supernatural?
That's not.
And they come back alive.
Yeah. But that's not the formula for every show, because sometimes they don't kill the monster.
Right.
Sometimes the monster gets away.
And sometimes the hero dies.
Sometimes the hero dies.
It pisses me the fuck off. God damn.
You know, it's Supernatural.
Yeah, I think it also is like characters and writing and development and
like,
stuff. Because
yeah,
there's character development. There's character development in Supernatural. There's character development. So I just recently started The Branch.
I actually really like that show.
There's character
I've
development.
I've only watched like two-thirds of it. But
yeah, in that. And that's the issue with a lot of these movies and a lot of these TV shows. And that's one thing. So I was very hesitant to watch Spaceship, and we got off on a tangent, but that's all right.
We always do.
Welcome
to our show.
But that's one of the things, that was one of the trepidations that I had about watching Spaceship. It was another vampire movie. And I am so burnt out on vampires. But they made it.
It was interesting. It was a kind of a different take on, like, how vampires were approached.
And how they were killed.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't this, I mean, it was underground, but it wasn't this, you know, it wasn't, like.
But it wasn't typical. Like,
no.
Typically, they're not underground when you kill them. Typically, they're in a fucking house.
No, I mean, the whole killers were underground, but not underground. Like, it was a, it's a global union.
Yeah. Which is really weird, though, because you would think that most of society would know then that vampires exist.
Not necessarily, because law enforcement helps them.
I mean, maybe.
Not only
weird.
No, they said it.
Yeah.
They're in league with law enforcement. They work with law enforcement, because law enforcement would find the bodies and be like, oh, my God. You know, you got to think that, you got to know that they are in league with law enforcement.
Yeah.
And with, like, EMS services and stuff like that. And if they have, like, a code 18, only certain people can go do a code 18, which is a vampire kill.
Yeah,
you know, or else it'd be a murder that was investigated, and then everybody would know.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have to keep the emergency services.
Well, I did like the idea of the union, though. The dude was a douche, but the idea of the union was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, now I think, how the hell does the union get the money, though? Pay out these people.
I don't fucking know.
Government?
You think the government doesn't know? Come on.
Well, I mean, yeah, the government knows. All these government knows.
It's probably all ran by DOD.
Probably. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. But it was a different take on vampire hunting.
And how it was handled. The fact that they had fucking, you know, union reps right there.
Yeah, yeah. You had accountants. So one of the things, I don't know if you caught it, but I pointed it out to her as their first in as Jablonski and Big John are first walking into the union place, off on the left, there's a portrait of Abraham Lincoln.
I've seen that. Yeah.
I think that's a very good callback to that movie.
But did you see that on the other side of the wall
is
Frederick Douglass?
Yep, I saw that.
Who was, for the Union during the Civil War, but was also a colleague of Abraham.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw...
I remember that fun fact in there.
Yeah, I liked all the little Easter eggs they had in that movie.
Yeah.
It was a solo movie, but they tied a bunch of other movies together with it.
Yeah.
So to make it more believable, it made that story a lot more enriched.
Yeah, made it more of a cohesive storyline because it kind of, it starts out, it kind of ties itself into Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter without tying it in, which puts you in the mindset that this has been going on since, centuries. That people have been hunting vampires.
Sure.
And, there's been unions and stuff like that.
So what do you think about the plot twist in that movie?
Which one?
With the first kill and then the last kill.
Oh,
yeah.
The first kill with it being the...
Half a elder.
Yeah.
Whenever he's like, oh, these would be worth it, but they're only half an elder.
Yeah.
Like that.
You're like a decade off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it turns out, you killed her daughter, and he's like, my mom. Like, what the fuck? And then it's like, oh, God. And I had to not catch this.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool that they did it that way, because you expected that to be her mother and stuff like that. But it made sense that it was her daughter.
Yeah.
Because she grew up and grew old, and then she turned her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's, I was like, oh, shit. Makes all this more sense. And then the fact he tried to tell his wife, Rex's wife, or whatever, strange wife, that vampires are real and he hunts them. And
yeah.
Kind of like, oh, just joking,
Yeah. No, really. I hunt vampires. Stop lying. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh. I will say, though, that Dave Franco was perfect in the role.
He's perfect just about every role he plays, though.
I mean, yeah, this is true, but he played the perfect wimpy accountant turned badass vampire.
Yeah.
And his transition was spot on for the characters that he plays.
Yes.
You have this guy, oh my God, we were attacked by vampires.
Yeah.
To fuck my head off, like I'm trying to put my head on,
to
I'm going to rip this dude's arm off and beat the fuck out of him with it, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah. And then that chick with the sword. Oh.
Jesus.
She was killing everybody.
Yeah.
Just taking off, just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on, I got her name right here. Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say so. One thing that I don't know if I want to say that this bothers me, but so Audrey, the main bad guy.
Yeah.
She's an elder, obviously.
Right.
I mean, she's been a vampire for
decades.
Yeah. Probably a century or more, which would be weird because she had a daughter.
That's what I'm saying.
But it depends on how old.
Because
she's been a vampire for 90 years.
Right.
So, the other one's been centuries. When she was talking to Klaus, her
bodyguard,
you would think that it would have been like an ancient vampire dialect.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, just because they had the tombs down there and all that. The tombs,
right,
the pyramids,
right.
All of it.
She was speaking Mexican. No, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
I think you said it wrong. It's Spanish.
Spanish, okay. To be fair, Spanish and Mexican are two different languages.
Right, but when we go to school and learn Spanish so that we can go to Mexico and speak it, That's what we're talking about.
It's like English,
Mexican,
and American English.
Right, but they don't offer Mexican in high school.
Two different dialects. Anyway.
No, they offer cooking classes.
Okay, so you were speaking Spanish.
Thank you. You just threw me off. I was like, my ears caught it. And then it took a minute for my brain to catch up. And I was like, what? What?
Okay.
Guys, it's okay. We love him. It's just really white. It's okay. We love him.
He's from Scotland.
I'm Irish, you fucking dolt.
I know, but I'm laughing about it.
I know.
Because really.
I know. I'm actually Irish, English, French.
German.
He's German.
He's from Scotland because right here it's like, oh my God. He said that shit. Oh,
Billy did.
God.
Although Scottish people do, some Scottish people do have right
here. Yeah, but he calls.
High school? Did he graduate high school?
Uh-huh. But he called you a leprechaun.
Yeah, I'm a Scottish leprechaun.
That's what he said.
Anyway, no, I just expected it to be like an old vampire dialect.
Something,
you know, like Sumerian or something like that.
Like, or even, you know, using like
Latin or something.
Latin, yeah.
Yeah.
Which would make actually probably made more sense.
Sumerian would have made more sense because that's the
make
oldest.
Sense,
but
she that Spanish was the dialect they chose.
Right, right. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's
no,
just,
she's not ancient.
Right.
Like
she's
how
an elder.
Old are these? Are they've only been around for like 1,000 years? Cause
yeah, because she's bragging that she's going to be, you know, like the head vampire and
yeah.
stuff like
right.
that. She's only been around for what, 2,000 years maybe?
Right.
If that, a 200 years
I'm just
actually.
Saying, though, like,
because she has a daughter that's only 90 years a vampire.
Right.
Not 90 years old, but 90
she
years a vampire.
She's probably been 100 years old. And who's to say that, you know, she didn't have a daughter later on?
Vampires don't reproduce.
We did learn that.
Yeah,
they
don't sexually
reproduce.
They bite.
Yeah.
And they don't pee and poop.
Oh, yeah, they don't poop.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't
yeah.
piss himself
yeah. or shit. Then look, I didn't piss my pants. To be fair, vampires don't pee
yeah.
or poop. Why can't you just let me have this?
I will say, I did like the part where it was like, they're all, you know, on a killing spree. And then next thing you know, they're in a tight spot. And then you see Big J come out with Bertha.
Oh, God.
Whatever. Was it Bertha?
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. Yeah.
yeah. She comes out with the minigun and just mows everybody down.
Yeah.
Goes,
and then they go down to the next.
Right to left
yeah.
and then just drops it. All while he has a joint in his mouth.
And then he goes down to the next level. He does the same thing. He's like, I'm out. Boom.
This is awesome. I did enjoy that character.
Yeah, I will say.
It's been a long time since we've seen Snoop Dogg on screen, and it was great seeing.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg doesn't have a big presence in movies.
No, he doesn't.
And
he's here, though. He's just like, I'm here.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's here. He don't care.
I made my presence known, and I shall go about my business now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the last big movie he was in was Shaft.
I don't know. I just,
he played,
I like but you can definitely see his age.
Yes, you could, which is sad.
Yeah, I mean, it is,
I mean,
but he's Snoop Dogg. He's going to be cool forever. I'm
yeah,
but
yeah, he's going to be 80 years old.
He's
an
icon.
Yeah,
man.
He does. He does. But at the same time, he looks good for his age.
Fuck yeah.
The only thing you can tell is
the weed.
Yeah. Like the wrinkles in his eyes.
Weed does wonders.
It does.
When you smoke it all your life. He's probably going to be 300 years old.
Right. He is a vampire. That's the trick. True, but they're just going to grow old together.
Yeah. True. So they're going to rule
they're
the world.
They're going to be fucking best friends forever. And
they're going to rule
we're
the world.
We're all going to still forever be like.
Yeah.
At least we'll know that weed will be legalized.
True. But no, I will say, though, that this movie was, it definitely brought, how do I put this? It definitely renewed my faith in a good vampire movie.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie ever. It wasn't. It was kind of a B-ish movie. Kind of.
It's I will say that it's a movie that would not make it in theaters.
No, it would, again, it's a B-ish movie.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's bad.
No.
It's not a blockbuster.
No. But it's a non-Hollywood A-list movie.
It was 100% entertaining.
It was, yeah.
It was an entertaining
absolutely
movie.
It had the perfect combination of, like I said at the beginning, comedy, which made you laugh.
Yes.
Like, out loud laugh.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Made you LOL.
Yeah.
LMAO. Yeah. So you had perfect comedy. I had a couple jump scares in there that were just like, blah!
Yeah.
You know?
How did you do that?
What?
That was rude.
You weren't drinking.
It was close.
I know.
It was in my teeth.
On her brand new cut.
It had action. And it was just the perfect mix of all the genres that it was trying to be. You know, I mean, you had the action with the, you know, the stunts and stuff like that. You had the horror because of the vampires and the gore and stuff like that. And then you had, you know, the blood, guts, and gore. And then you had the
decapitation.
Yeah. The decapitated chicken spaghetti. And then you had the...
I got you.
Move on. I mean, anytime Jamie Foxx is in a movie, except for Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man No Way Home, there's going to be a little bit of comedy in there. That's what Jamie Foxx is. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
And then you add Snoop Dogg. I mean, just come on.
I think that's what gave it the attention, was mainly Jamie Foxx's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously.
That's what.
And that's
it wasn't even that. It was Netflix original, and you'd watch it anytime. It was like, hey, Netflix original with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg.
And that right there is the brilliance of Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Ryan Reynolds.
He's been in several of them.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Several of them.
Angelina Jolie. Jamie Foxx. You know, they they take these, what they do is they have a movie, they have a script, they bring in one or two A-list actors. The rest are not as A-list. I mean, you look
I think we were talking about this last time we did Netflix movie, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have one or two big-name actors, that way it draws the attention of everybody, and the rest you have, like, upcoming actors and actresses or small-time actors and actresses for a shot at a big break.
Yeah. Where else in Netflix? Where else but with a streaming service like Netflix could you get a rookie director to direct a movie with Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco, Snoop Dogg, and Peter Stormare in there?
Yeah.
I mean, you would be lucky to get Peter Stormare as a rookie director,
right,
much less anybody else. Hollywood has tried it, and they have flopped. You know, your rookie directors, they start out with something, you know,
way above their head.
Not in Hollywood. They start very young. You know, I mean, James Wan didn't start with Saw. You know, he started with some other things and then moved on to Saw. You know? And then moved on to
looking at directors like Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Like, he just fucking jumped in there. He was great. But
Jordan Peele's been in the business for a long time.
He's in Hollywood, but he has not been a director.
I bet you he did some Key and Peele episodes.
Yeah, how would you figure that?
But you've got this guy who comes out, and he's got, you know, this list of A and B list actors.
Yeah, you got this lineup.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what are you going to do?
And then you've got, and then you've got, like, these shots. I mean, it was not a rookie movie.
Not by any means.
No, it was well directed.
And you could tell that it was low budget at times.
Yeah.
The hands, the arms. I mean, that they were obviously low budget because they were obviously fake. You could tell.
Yeah.
But it did not detract from the movie. You know, sometimes you have those special effects that are just awful. The blood looks like ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
you know, or looks like red food coloring. And it detracts from the movie. But this, you know, when the first arm that he pulled off, when he pulled it off, it looked like a fake arm. I'm sorry.
All the black blood.
Well, I mean, the hand.
Yeah.
The hand, it looked like a fake arm. I could get a better one from Hobby Lobby.
I will admit, though, her vomiting on him was fucking gross.
Yeah, whenever I started saying that, I was like, oh, he killed her. And then now she's still going, you missed.
Right?
Like, it was just kind of like a spit in the face.
Yeah. But overall, the special effects were fantastic. There were a couple things here and there that you're like...
It wasn't really noticeable, though. Like, I didn't notice that shit.
It doesn't detract. I do, because that's how
I watch
a movie.
Lady. I wasn't watching her arm. I was watching her and her dance.
No, I'm talking about when Dave Franco ripped the arm off the familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and when they ripped the... when Heather and Seth ripped the arm off of Klaus. The arms off of Klaus. It was obvious. It's like 1980s obvious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does not detract from the quality of the movie.
Are you waiting for an appointment, sir?
I'm multitasking over here.
Like you can see now, the corner of my eye is.
I've been noticing that, and I'm like, hey, if you want to miss out on dinner tonight,
I'm talking. I'm contributing. Not going to interrupt the conversation.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
And what?
What?
I heard that. And you ain't wrong.
I know.
So it's way more action than Old Love, trust me.
Someone sleeping on the couch tonight.
That's okay, that couch is comfortable.
It really is. Zero off.
Okay, I'm glad. Fuck you.
It's comfortable as hell to roll off.
Right?
Yeah. I have never rolled off my couch.
I can't believe you haven't, man. As much time you spend down there.
Listen, most of us find one spot and we don't move for the rest of the night.
Pretty much.
I'm already like, nope.
That's why I push the footstool up against the couch, because I'll roll.
Although you'd get more distance if you went into a good roll and rolled off the footstool. That's
that
why hurt more.
All the way up to the
You wouldn't be the first person though to fall off the couch. Shelby did once.
But see, the thing is,
yeah,
you're 5 foot, all right? That footstool will catch you. It caught my feet. My feet stayed on a footstool while my head went bang on the floor.
Whose fault is that?
Man, I'm tall, not mine.
Where did I tell you to put your feet and where to put your head? You did the opposite of what I said. Look, I've spent many a night on that couch.
Yeah.
Both willing and unwilling, I've spent a lot of nights on that couch.
Many more to come.
Yes, probably tonight. But yeah. All right. So we're going to get into it early tonight. If I can find the soundbite, because all my soundbites have been moved around.
They don't care.
I don't care.
My soundbite. Here we go. There you are. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the final act.
And there we go. All right. It is time for the final act. We are down to the last 25 minutes of our show. I'm going to start with Zach tonight. Your final act. Zach, what did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? Would you watch it again? Would you recommend it?
I would 100% watch it again. That was a great movie. Any Netflix original is bound to be great. Heck, I watched a good one last night. Kind of stupid, but hilarious. 1 to 10. 9.5, probably pushing 10, just because Danny Fox and Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
The only bad thing I'm going to say is I kind of wish the end fight would have been a little bit longer. I felt like it was kind of short, cut out.
Okay. It was a little scaled down.
Yeah. Favorite part, and probably I'd watch it again just for it, is the high fight scene. When you're going to clear out everything. That was probably my favorite part in the whole movie. It was a great movie, though.
Okay. Miss Angel, your final act.
Well, considering I didn't know it was a vampire movie when I stepped into it, I liked the movie. I thought it was really entertaining on a lot of different levels. I really liked the little girl. She was funny, too.
Reminded me of my daughter. Yeah, we need to talk about her.
I really liked her. I thought she was a really cute little girl. I think she played the part well. It was a good role. I don't have any real complaints. I thought the beginning of the movie was a little slow. And so at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this movie. I think it was a little slow. Just the intro.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
So like that setting the tone, I was like, I like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
But is this going to be a shit movie? But then it wasn't. It was not shit.
Is it going to be shit? It's not shit.
It wasn't. And I was super, I didn't know Snoop Dogg was in it. So when he came on screen, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I literally told her nothing about the movie. I was just like, we're watching this movie.
I was so excited. She was like, okay. I about lost my shit when he came on screen. I was like, oh my God. Listen, I'm OG with the rap, okay? I loved me some Snoop Dogg back in the day. I'll never, ever get over it. And even though he looks his age, like...
That was so white.
I'm
OG with the rap.
I don't give a fuck.
Whiter than me.
Oh.
I'm OG with the rap.
Listen, I had mad love for Snoop Dogg when I was younger. And even though he looks his age, he's still Snoop Dogg. Like, it was fucking awesome.
It's like Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Both icons in their own right.
Yeah. Super icons, but... Yeah, it was so awesome to see
him. Snoop Lion for a little bit.
Well, think of Snoop Dogg. Boy, we're not going to go back in that time.
No, we forgot about that time. Yeah.
But
we did. It's okay.
It was really like him and Jamie Foxx together, and they were pretty good. I was actually a little sad about the pawn shop guy.
Yeah.
Actually, it did make me a little bit sad. He was a dick, but like you could tell they were friends. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little sad. Although he probably ratted that dude out anyway, so whatever. But
love that guy anyway.
It was a good movie. Like I said, the biggest issue for me was the beginning. It was just a little slow running. Once it got going though, there was literally nothing to not like. I would definitely watch it again because I'm 100% certain that there are things that I did not catch.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a lot going on in those fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes were darting back and forth all the time. I would recommend it. If you don't like vampire movies, I don't know what to tell you. But, like, as far as being at home, hanging out alone or with friends or with your significant other, like, it's just an entertaining movie. It's fun to watch. So, fucking watch it. I recommend it. That's my spiel.
What? So, the pawn shop guy.
Him.
You recognize him, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you remember where you recognize him from? Do you remember the movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah.
He was Satan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Brothers Grimm, the movie with Matt Damon.
I've seen that movie forever.
He was the soldier that went with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He plays really good.
Jerks.
Yeah. Like bit parts in movies and, you know, supporting cast and stuff like that. But yeah, my favorite role of his is Satan in Constantine. Of course, I love that movie. That's
Constantine was a great movie.
It's my favorite Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Definitely.
All right. So.
I kind of like Knock Knock himself.
Shut the fuck. Shut up. Literally the worst Keanu Reeves movie ever made. Shut up.
And he did Babes in Toyland.
I loved him in that.
I mean, did you not see the naked girls on screen?
They were fucking horrible also.
They were horrible actresses.
I don't give a shit about their naked ass bodies.
The boobs were okay.
They were.
I've seen better boobs.
It was the dumbest movie I've ever watched. Take that back. It was a dumb movie. It still never tops Rubber.
Rubber. I forgot about you. You made her watch that.
But it was a really bad movie, and it was the worst I've seen for Keanu Reeves.
Is it better than Hobo with a Shotgun?
It's toe in the line.
Anyway, okay. We're going to have to talk about bad movies that are so bad it's good. I need to get back on Cinephiles. I've got so many ideas now.
Are you a host?
I'm trying.
I have cheership to do.
I know. I am trying to find a host. Anyway, all right, so when I saw the previews for the movie. It's one of those, well, I'll watch it if I ever get the chance. You know, it wasn't me wanting to dive in to the movie. Even though I knew Snoop Dogg was in it, I knew Dave Franco was in it, I knew Jamie Foxx was in it, I thought it was just going to be one of those stupid, just comedy movies that, sorry to say it, only young people like.
God,
no offense.
I'm young, I'm old.
But you know those stupid slapstick fucking jackass movies?
I watch those and laugh at them regularly.
Welcome to the Young Club.
Talking like Jackass?
Yes!
They're fucking stupid.
Yeah, they're hilarious as hell.
No.
Tony Knoxville is old as fuck and still makes me laugh.
You tell me.
One of those crowds.
You sit and watch Jackass and not laugh one time.
Dude.
No, it's stupid.
No, when they hurt the fat boy, it's pretty funny actually.
That's not.
Or throw the midget around.
Right.
Shoot him out of a rocket.
That is it.
God, I can't wait to put a video. This is going to be so fucking amazing.
Oh,
my God, we're going to get so many fucking views just because of that kind of shit. No, I thought it was just going to be one of those kind of off-the-wall, just slapstick, but not as good as Three Stooges movies. And then, I mean, you've recommended it a couple times.
Yeah.
And I should know by now to listen to you, because you and I have the exact same taste in movies and TV shows, for the most part. I mean, there are a couple things here and there.
Yeah, I mean, we're bound to disagree at some point.
Yeah.
No,
like,
we disagree all the time.
Yeah, like on Sam Elliott. He doesn't like Sam Elliott. Yes, I'm calling you out.
I am. You got to refresh my brain here.
The Ranch, the old guy.
Oh, no, I can't stand that, dude. I cannot. The way he talks.
I would marry Sam Elliott.
Yeah, just for
he's
the money,
like
probably.
70 fucking years old, and I
would for that inheritance, yeah, I know. Yeah. Marry him
he would marry Sam Elliott. Shut the fuck up.
Inheritance to be
he's
nice.
The hottest old man ever created. I don't even know what is wrong with you right now.
No.
Harrison Ford.
Sean Connery.
No!
What?
No,
let me get
my brother.
Stop.
You and
yeah,
I started.
Let me get to my final act first, okay? Just let me get to my final act.
This is great.
Okay.
This is great.
All right. But anyway, so you recommended it. I was like, okay, I'll give it a watch. Watched it. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I was pleasantly surprised. I really was. Like, I was shocked at how done the movie was. The script, the cameras, the acting. I mean, even the lesser-known actors and actresses, the ones that aren't, you know, high up on the top of the list. And let's be honest, even some of those aren't that great.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie was hot in her heyday. She sucks as an actress.
Yeah, not a big fan of her anymore.
No. She was good in Wanted.
She looks like a method.
But that's about it.
Wanted and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Didn't like Tomb Raider. But anyway, so yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, and I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed every aspect of it. You know, I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want it to be some stupid slapstick comedy. I didn't want to watch it because I was so fucking burnt out on vampires. Everything was vampires, and they did it all fucking wrong. It was shit. The originals, Vampire Diaries, all that fucking just get over yourself. Fucking stupid. Not to mention Dean died because of vampires.
No. But anyway, go ahead.
He did.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. He died from a nail in the wall.
Because a vampire threw him up against it. It's a vampire's fault. Anyway, stop looking at me like that. I will take as long as I want on my fucking final act. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed all of the aspects of what went into making this movie. It was, for a rookie director, for this being his directorial debut, he looked like a seasoned director.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It
you
was.
You wouldn't know that it was a first-time director.
No, you wouldn't. The actors were great. The script was great, and I know he didn't write the script, but he, you know.
Yeah, just put it in motion, though.
Yeah. And again, I can't get over the camera angles. In every single fight scene and chase scene, they were either in your face or they showed you the big picture, you know, and they moved with everything. So you saw every aspect of what was going on. And it just, it was very enjoyable to watch. It was a fun movie.
It was. Yeah, absolutely.
We don't get a whole lot of those anymore. They're either very stressful, very action-packed, scary, or
just
crap. Yeah. Yeah.
But this, it was an entertaining movie, period.
I can compare this to Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Because Grown Ups is just one of those movies where you're sitting back and you're just like, I am enjoying this.
Daddy Daycare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Body Games.
Instant Family.
Yeah.
Like, it was just enjoyable.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where you can sit there.
That movie was sad. It was good, but it's sad.
It was one of those movies where you just sit there and you're like, this is a good movie. I am honestly enjoying myself. One of the things, I'm nitpicking here. Were the special effects. Some of them. The fake arms that you obviously could tell were fake. I mean, they could have put a little bit more effort into it. I mean, I have more realistic arms in my yard for Halloween. But, again, it does not detract from the quality of the movie. You know, you look at it and it's a farce is what it looks like. You know, it takes you out for a second, then it brings you back in. But it's not enough to take you out of the feel of the movie. As far as watching it again, yeah, obviously it's Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco, Snoop Dogg, and, you know, just the entire encompassing part of the movie. It's a great movie. And I'm definitely going to recommend it to just about anybody. You know, if you enjoy just a movie to sit back, yeah, there's guts and there's gore and there's blood. Get the fuck over yourself. Watch it. It's fun. It's a fun movie to watch.
It is. Absolutely.
That's my final act.
Sean Connery is not hot.
Yeah.
You are, besides my mother, you're the only other person I've ever heard say that.
No.
Daniel Craig.
Ew.
Sean Connery is a good-looking,
older look,
man.
Okay, but next to Sam Elliott?
Have you seen him in the show? He's skinny.
Who?
Sam Elliott.
He's 74 years old.
I sit here and talk like this throughout the entirety of my life.
That's literally how he's always talked.
That's why I said the entirety of my life.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's the man's voice. That's rude.
Yeah, I'm a rude person.
That's how he's always
never said I was a nice person.
Have you ever seen Lonesome Dove?
No.
Oh, my God. See? I don't know what to do right now. There is not...
I'm not saying that Sam Elliott is not a good-looking older man.
Very much. Compared to Sean Connery, especially right now. I don't even have to do this right now.
Kenny Rogers.
No.
Finally, somebody agree on
Kenny Rogers looks like somebody who's wearing a mask of Kenny Rogers on their face.
So I look like Kenny Rogers.
It doesn't. It looks like
He looks like Kenny Rogers.
He's got like, he's got very big apple-y cheeks now. I love Kenny Rogers, don't get me wrong. He does not look like the, okay, old Kenny Rogers? Yeah, fine as hell, older man.
But new old
Kenny
Rogers.
New
Harrison
Kenny Rogers.
Ford.
It's kind of scary. No.
Harrison Ford.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Star Wars.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Armageddon? Fuck yes.
That's a sad movie too. Why do you keep watching sad movies for? God damn.
It's a life of sad.
Positive uplifting movie. Not these sad movies that make you want to cry.
He was a good looking older man in that movie though. Like, he aged well. Sam Elliott aged well.
Yeah.
Sean Connery aged well. Because both Sam Elliott and Sean Connery have been older looking for most of my life.
Yeah.
And they have always aged well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to each their own, because they are so completely different.
Yeah.
But I will agree that equally, they are two of the most perfect older men of Hollywood.
The same thing with Harrison Ford, honestly.
Now, what are we just kind of...
should we throw in Tom Cruise, too?
No, it depends on what age you're talking about. Oh, because Ryan Reynolds is far.
Don't call him old.
Ryan Reynolds
I didn't call
is only...
him...
5 years older than me, maybe.
And
that's what I said. It depends on.
Hold on.
I know.
I just said
it depends on what you define as old.
I will literally watch.
Because technically, everybody's older than I am.
I will literally watch anything that has Ryan Reynolds in it. And
I don't care. 100%.
Don't care.
Because Ryan Reynolds is fucking awesome.
Ryan Reynolds is literally a year older than me.
Ryan Reynolds is the Megan Fox of men for women.
Megan Fox is fucking
disgusting. God damn, why do I have to say that? Megan Fox looks like she used to look really good, and then it's now just like throw up.
Okay, so old Megan Fox then.
Old Megan
who's
Fox.
The, who's the chick that everybody likes now? Because I don't know.
Madison Beer.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
No. You don't know who Madison Beer is?
My crush is, oh, God.
You don't even know your own crush's name? What the
fuck? Yeah, brain fucking fart. Noelle.
Oh, the chick from...
Cups.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is the Anna Kendrick for women.
Yes. Yeah.
Because Anna I've always had a crush on him. But I have... mind you, that's mainstream. I have weird crushes. Like...
Hailee Steinfeld.
Anna Kendrick is better.
My...
I just pictured them too.
My Marvel crush is not like the typical Marvel crush.
Oh, it's Jeremy Renner. That's my Marvel crush. That's my Marvel man crush.
Jeremy Renner is pretty badass.
Jeremy Renner is badass.
But everybody was
hot.
Like, everybody was like Thor and Iron Man and all of them. And I was like, fuck you all.
Oh, he was great from The Bourne.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking great.
Look, I love you, but I'd leave you for Anna Kendrick.
I love you.
You'd be stupid not to.
I know. She's like, I love you, but I'd leave you for Anna Kendrick.
Maybe. She's, no.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd let you leave me for
Anna
Kendrick.
Yeah, because I don't even like females. She'd annoy me within like 24 hours.
I'd let you leave me for Jeremy Renner, as long as you, you know, gave me a little bit under the table here and
there. There you go.
Ashton Beard, though.
Anna Kendrick. Like, I would.
I think you're
off. I would, okay. So for me.
Is she like.
12?
Anna Kendrick, she's like my age.
12?
Hold on.
She's in her 30s.
She could at least be in her 30s, because if she's younger than that, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
She's in her 30s.
Anna Kendrick? Hold on. 1985.
Okay.
30. She was born.
Okay. 30, you are clear.
Yeah. She's 8 years. 8 years younger than me.
Okay.
She's only 13 years older than me.
Yeah. Only 13 years older.
Yeah.
Like, I would... Yeah.
What?
We are down to the last couple minutes of our show. We want to thank Nathaniel as she had to head out of the studio for tonight.
Have a good night, everybody.
For joining us.
Thank you.
Obviously. You know, what a thing. Zach, for being in the studio with us.
Nowhere else I'd rather be.
That's for sure. Nowhere else you can be, especially since I drive you.
That's right. For the next almost 2.5 months.
That's all right.
Until the car gets fixed.
That's true.
What movie are we going to do next week, though?
Oh, because Jurassic Park Dominion.
It comes out the 8th of the 9th.
Yeah, that's in a couple of days. We're either going to do that or Jurassic Park Dominion, which is now on Peacock.
I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, me too, but I want to see it.
I just want to see it from the nostalgia.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's go ahead and watch the other Jurassic Worlds first. That way we can compare it because it is a...
Yeah, it's the
trilogy,
yeah.
We don't have to watch all the Jurassic parts, but let's watch the Jurassic Worlds.
I mean, we can if we won't.
I mean, but they were...
Yeah. They were great movies. Yeah.
We'll do the Jurassic Worlds.
Yeah.
And we'll build them up until we can watch them.
Where'd they come out? Or is it out already?
It's already out on Peacock. Yeah. But, yeah. We'll go ahead and do Love and Thunder. Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Which means I get to watch it again.
You need to turn that volume all the way up and you hear the screaming goats all the way up here.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, we're down to the last 4 minutes of our show. I want to thank all of our listeners, supporters, and followers. We greatly appreciate you guys. We want you guys to... Yeah. I lost my brain. We greatly appreciate you guys. Remember, support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. And please, please be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wicked Curiosity Media. Right now, it's only two shows. We are only broadcasting Movie of the Week and Note by Note. But as we build closer to going onto our new platform, as we get closer to being able to video stream, our other shows will start to fall back into place. I do want to get Cinephiles back on the air. I've been itching. Hasn't even been a month since Alex has been gone yet.
I think it's been longer than a month.
It's only been about 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, about 4 weeks. But, you know, I've got a couple different show ideas in my head that Alex and I didn't get to when he was my co-host. So, I want to get it back on the air. And I know that she wants to get her, Miss Angel wants to get her show back on the air, Falling from Grace podcast. Just stay tuned to the pages. There are a lot of changes coming. I know I've been saying that for a long time. But there are plans in motion. There are actions in motion. It's just, honestly, it takes time and money.
Yeah.
And we don't have a whole lot of either right now. So things are starting to settle down where we can actually get into this. So, and on that note, I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your Sunday night. Have a fantastic rest of your week. We will see you back here next week on Behind the Screen Movie of the Week.
See y'all later.
Have a good night.